I'm going to show you something. I brought the big gun today. It's so big. It's so big and so heavy, I can hardly pick it up. But I really love it. You can only use it if you have a desk. You can't just hold it in your hands and read it. It's just much too big and heavy. I wanted to share the words of a song before I get into this little discussion this morning. As a musician, I, believe it or not, picture things in my head according to where they appear in the songbook that we were using at the time. And there's a little red songbook. I looked for it and I couldn't find it. I'm pretty sure I have one at home, and I'm pretty sure it was called Melodies of Praise. It's burgundy color, hardback, only about that big. And somewhere around, I believe, page 80, somewhere in there, is a song, and it's just called Jesus. The words of the song are Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Never have I heard a name that thrills my soul like thine. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, what wondrous grace that links that lovely name with mine. Isn't that beautiful? I love that song, and it just came to me this morning. Thank you, Lord, for linking your name to mine. So undeserving. I would also like to read a poem. As you know, Jim and I were sweethearts for a long time. And I don't think it matters how long you were together with your partner, your husband, wife, whatever. Remaining sweethearts can be challenging, but it's so rewarding. So, yeah, it can be challenging, can it? Yes. When kids and houses and jobs and things just start piling on, it can be difficult. But my cousin sent me the words to a poem that I received yesterday, and I thought it was so perfect for the time, and it ministered to me, and I want to share it with you. Think of your sweetheart, whether they're sitting beside you or not, and I think you can relate. It's called Look for Me in Rainbows. Hopefully I can get through this. Time for me to go now. I won't say goodbye. Look for me in rainbows, way up in the sky. In the morning sunrise, when all the world is new, just look for me and love me as you know I loved you. Time for me to leave you, but I won't say goodbye. Look for me in rainbows, high up in the sky. In the evening sunset, when all the world is through, just look for me and love me, and I'll be close to you. It won't be forever. The day will come, and then my loving arms will hold you when we meet once again. Time for us to part now. We won't say goodbye. Look for me in rainbows shining in the sky. Every waking moment and all your whole life through, just look for me and love me as you know I loved you. I thought that was so beautiful. And as Donnie just said, I'm so happy with and so thankful for the beautiful tribute that was given to Jim last Thursday. It could not have been any better. And I'm just basking in the glow of it, really, I am. It's carried me. I talked to Brother Kincaid on Friday, and he too commented how beautiful the service was. And yes, of course, our hearts are still sad and we miss him so terribly, but I rejoice that he attained the joy for the prize of the calling that was set before him. Tangible prize, and he attained it. And I, like Don, I have this written down. I just cannot thank you enough for everything that you did. Every little thing, every gigantic thing. Thank you so much, each and every one of you. All put together, it was perfect. I also want to say that last week's service was so beautiful. Last week's Sunday morning service. Andrew, thank you for posting it. I listened to it last night as I was falling asleep. It was beautiful. From the setting up, dressing the tables, tearing them all down, desserts galore, all of it, it was just outstanding. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart. So this morning, I just want to share a couple of thoughts and a couple of scriptures with you. You might want to turn to 1 Peter 4 and verse 10. As you know, 2 weeks ago, we shared the message with you, the battle is on, as Jim dictated it, his last message. And yet, 5 days later, the Lord took him home. Was the message wrong? Did we misunderstand? Did we misinterpret? Should we not have shared it? Maybe it was just too personal. I've thought all these questions through. I've thought them over and over again. But I really don't think it was wrong. I think the message stands as it is. So then what do we make of it? And where do we go forward from here? Well, I believe that the Lord's given us something to look at this morning in this scripture. So 1 Peter 4 and 10 says, as every man hath received the gift, even so, let me start over, as every man, and of course, woman, there's no differentiation, every person has received the gift. Even so, minister the same, the gift, one to another, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. You know what the word manifold means? It means many or varied, multiples of. The manifold grace of God. So if any man speaks, let him speak as an oracle of God. If any man ministers, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. So what does this verse tell us? One, it's clear that each person has been given a gift. Meaning each person has received a gift of the grace that God has shed abroad to our hearts. And that the purpose of God giving us this gift, these gifts, is for us to use them to minister one to another within the body of Christ. Several weeks ago, we talked about the 9 gifts of the Spirit that are listed in 1 Corinthians 12. Everybody's aware of those, the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, faith, gifts of healings, workings of miracles, prophecy, discerning of spirits, different kinds of tongues, and the interpretation of tongues. And if you go on down in that chapter, Verse 28 adds the gifts of helps and administration to that list. But there are many more gifts listed in the Bible. If you turn to Romans 12 and 5, chapter 12, verse 5. So we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members of one another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace, that manifold grace that is given to us, whether it's prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith, or if it's ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or in other words, let us do or complete our service, or if it's he that teacheth, teach, or he that exhorteth or explains, encourages. Exhortation is also another word for encourages. He that giveth, let him do it with simplicity, and he that ruleth with diligence, he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. Some of those words could be interpreted a little differently that we understand. Apostleship, evangelism, pastoral guidance are also listed in Ephesians later on. And in 1 Corinthians, we find the gift of facing martyrdom. How many want to sign up for that one today? Let me see your hand. No? I don't either. Intercession. Oh, thank God for intercession. Hospitality, and even celibacy in 1 Corinthians 7:8 is mentioned as a gift. But it all stems from the grace that God gave us. God distributed these gifts throughout this body, and he's instructed us to share them when and how they are needed. You know, God is a revealer. He reveals and brings to light what he wants shown. He doesn't dig holes and bury things in it. That's Satan's job. He conceals, he hides, he covers up. Sounds like our government. But these gifts are to be revealed and made known and brought to the light by the Holy Spirit of God, the same Holy Spirit that God gave on the day of Pentecost. When shared with others in the body, it provides the environment and the opportunity for every one of us to benefit and grow from each other. I just think that's such a wonderful circle, such a wonderful way for God to create growth within the body. Because both the giver and the receiver benefit from the gifts. It's amazing that no gift is too big and no gift is too small. He didn't put these in an order and say, just get the first three and you'll be good. He said covet the best gifts, of course, in the spiritual lineup of the gifts. But there are so many of these other gifts that are necessary to feed the body, to sustain the body, and we have those gifts among us. That was made very clear that during these last months in Jim's life. And as we create an atmosphere for God's Spirit to move through us and among us, he will shine that light on our gifts. Whether they're spoken gifts, whether they are service gifts, no matter what they are, I'm praying that the Lord's light shine those gifts so that they are evident and working among us. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, I just ask that you would turn on the searchlight of your Holy Spirit, and that you would reveal to each one of us what it is that you've placed within us that is a divine gift from you. Help us to know and recognize, Lord, how we can function in that gift, how we can let it out. Help us not to stifle those gifts, but to bring them forth. Your word says, Lord, that perfect love casts out fear. And I cast out fear through love today, Lord Jesus, that we're not fearful to let gifts come to the surface and rise to the top, but that we take a hold of the challenge and the desire that you've put in our hearts to move and function in those gifts within the realm of the Holy Spirit and in this body. That we share these according to love, that we walk in your love and in your light today. Move in our hearts now, Lord Jesus, and let us see and stir up those best gifts that are within us. We thank you, Lord, that you saw us worthy to put a gift in us. Not only did you send the supreme and ultimate gift, but you've put these other types of gifts to function among us, Lord. And I just praise you for that. And I pray that you would bring them to light, that we would be operational and functional in your sight. In Jesus' name, we ask. Amen.